Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Melissa with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all individuals. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. I'm a licensed clinical addiction specialist, a licensed professional counselor associate, and a child of God. This show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, both Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC 28206, and Burlington, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, NC 27215. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a happy time with their family and safe travels on the road. And this is a day of Thanksgiving, a season of Thanksgiving. We're in the last part of the year. We are finishing up the year with a day that we celebrate. Of course, anytime that you look at the social media or anything like that, you see other stuff contrary to what we want to believe in. Talking about immigrants, talking about the Syrian refugees, talking about bringing those people in and explaining to us that if we don't believe in that, how can we believe in Thanksgiving? But I don't want to dwell on that this morning. What I want to say is on this day of Thanksgiving, it says, sing unto the Lord with thanks. On Thanksgiving, it says, well, how did this holiday even begin? Well, one of the ways that Thanksgiving began was when the pilgrims, you see different stories, but the pilgrims were over here in the area that was not their own, and they had to look to the Indians to help them to survive, and as a way of thanking them for helping them, they had prepared a feast that they offered almost as a peace treaty. Anytime that you sit down to the table with someone, that means that you want to lay everything on the line. We wake up with Thanksgiving. And so we want to kind of hold on to those thoughts for today. But as we're thinking along those lines and we're thinking about that, we are thinking as a counselor that today there are going to be people who are without, people who are homeless, people who are not with their families, people who are homeless or in the military or in treatment centers or somewhere other than being with their family. And that may cause individuals to become depressed or saddened. They're going to be people who are sitting at the table with one another who have bitterness and resent in their heart and maybe cannot take it, maybe be one thing that they say that will trigger, and then you may have anger, rage, and into violence. And then you may have individuals that may just say, you know what, I don't want to get involved with all of that. I want to alienate myself or isolate myself from that, and then find themselves grieving so much so that they may end up just saying that they can't go on and in their lives. And then where it should be a celebration, you may have individuals who may be drinking or using drugs because that's what they know to be fun. I was talking to some of my clients on last week and this week and leading into the holiday season and sharing with them that if they are in a situation that they feel uncomfortable, that they don't have to stay there, have a plan B, have an out. Let people know, and then let people know where they are in their recovery if they don't feel comfortable. I had one to say, you know, well, let's see, you're interested in having some food or, homemade wine. And I was like, no. You play those kind of games, I can easily say no now, but there was a time when that no didn't come easy. And to thank God that right now that he has given us the mind. Sorry, we want to pray to God. Dear God, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as an unbelievably know-how. I just want to thank you and just say thank you for today. Thank you for Thanksgiving. Thank you for our families. Thank you for safe travel. Thank you for protecting us through the night. Thank you for keeping us. And dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for warmth. Thank you for food. We thank you for the food that we are going to have. We thank you for the food that we've had. And we just thank you for every opportunity that you present before us, dear Heavenly Father. And in Jesus' name we pray. And so, on today, I was considering saying, you know what, I probably could just take a break, not do my normal. I'm only doing 15 minutes, but a lot of things are on my mind as we travel to be with our extended family, and we just pray that God goes before us because we are on the highways, which may be unsafe. There may be individuals out here that have chosen to have fun and become inebriated. So we just pray to God that he just covers us as we travel to and from. And there may be opportunities for bitterness and resentment. And so we just pray to God right now that he offers a spirit of forgiveness, a spirit of joy and peace during this time. And just remember and understand what the purpose is. And, you know, just a happy Thanksgiving. This is the season. It's the last quarter. You can easily fall into a state of depression, fall into a state of worry or concern because there are pressures of this world. And we just want to thank God that he did create us. He created us, and if he created us in an abundance. He created us with gifts and purposes. He created us. And if he created us and if he provides for his creation, then we have no need to worry. And so we just thank God for that. We thank God for us being able to cast our cares and anxieties upon him. And he to reassure us everything will be fine. We just got to believe in what we believe in, that things are going to be better. So we just thank God for that. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus dying. We say, you know, even though there are individuals who don't even believe that to be true, you know, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for my family that Jesus, you know, he came, he was born, he lived, and then he died, and then he rose. And to know that there is a superhero in our life that is in our corner, if nothing else seems to be going our way, and at least we know that there is one who is willing to give their whole life over to the care of us as we understand that. And we just thank God for that. And we also, you know, thank God for him leaving his power behind, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That is power. When we do become depressed during this season, we can look upon God, casting our cares, and we can have joy. As the sun has come up, there's joy. We can have peace. Our feet are walking in peace, shod with peace. We can have peace. We can just wake up and have peace in our hearts. No anger, no bitterness, no resentment. But just have peace to just know that, you know, we made it. We can look upon the sky. We can see the what, and even if it's sunny, if it's not sunny, even if it's cloudy, we still know that, you know, God is, and there's a peace in that. We can have love. God is love, and that's easy enough. Imagine that God gets a tad bit frustrated with us and wants to consider us unloved when he knows he created us. He created us in our likeness, and on those times when we've given ourselves over to the world and we've done things that have been counter to what he created us for, and he'd be some upset. And if he would be like, well, I don't love him no more, and they take his hand upon us, then we would know what that feels like. So, you know, he may step back and all his free will to reign, but he still loves us. And in his stepping back is also a demonstration of love, stepping back and letting us to continue to reach out to him, reach up to him. If we have fallen so far down, that the mere act of us desiring him and wanting to find ourselves in his presence, that's love. And He may let us get us so far down that we may, you know, we may need to do that. And so we just thank God for that, and we thank God for patience. You know, where things may be frustrating, we thank God for long suffering. Where it seems like God, we keep going on and on and on. We just thank God for meekness, where we may have to just humble ourselves and just allow things to be all they as they are, which is a form of humility. Because that's not a truth to the spirit, and I can get through most of them. And we just continue to walk in that, doing this with no script, doing this. The word is hidden in my heart. I felt compelled that on this Thanksgiving, I listened to there are a lot of individuals, a lot of situations, a lot of circumstances that swirl around in my mind during this holiday season, and I felt it necessary to just go before God and to speak to individuals who may be under the sound of my voice, that as long as we understand the Trinity, that's the talk. The talking with Trinity, as long as we understand the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, regardless of what our relationship is with Him, if we have one, but whatever deity that we have a relationship with, that if your deity loves you and desires and loves you, then your deity would not want you to hurt yourself, would not want you to hurt your family, would not want you to be left behind, would not want to offer you what may or may not be true, would not want to think, you know, sell you a dream when that may or may not be the true purpose. You know, if your deity loves you, then it's going to want the best for you, the best for your family, and that may not be separating yourself or alienating yourself from in order to follow His will. However, if in reverse, your family is bringing out the worst of you, then probably the best thing to do is to leave your family behind and to not succumb to those things and just to stay focused and what God will have for you, and just continue to know that God is love and what love is. And if you struggle to know what that is, then you can find that in the word, love is patient, love is kind, all those things. Just go to mirror and mimic the fruits of the Spirit, or go to the word and see when there were individuals that have made mistakes and God still brought them and their family out, Abraham and Jacob, David. You know, go to the Bible and look for, if you're in a struggling situation, go to the Bible and look for people in a struggle. Job, Jesus when he was born in a manger with some animals, John the Baptist, you know, if you find those things, if you find a situation, any situation can be found in the word, and it will give the end of the story. So you don't have to ask for the story. You don't have to ask for the ending of the story. You read in God's word. You read it as a storybook, as many people identify it as, then that's fine. Read it as a storybook. Read to the end. Read the moral of the story, and then you know what happens. And then set yourself inside of that, because time is basically irrelevant, because what's done is done again. And then just thank God for it. And so we just thank God right now on this happy Thanksgiving. And as you travel, safe travels. And the Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now. So I believe we know how. Just want to thank you. Just thank you for everything. Everything works together for good for those who love God. And we do love you, God. And I just want to thank you right now. And we just continue to pray that you continue to show us your purpose. Give us your wisdom. Give us your knowledge and instruct us on how to live our lives. This is Melissa. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk with Trinity. You're welcome to tune in on Saturday morning, 8:15. Again, for our weekend edition, our wrap-up. Have a good day. God bless.